When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus are blind for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravy Show. I'm Brian. I'm here till 3. And, yeah, those cocktail slippers. Greek girls, they were on the show, I think, maybe a year ago. On this here show. Kirsten did a great job with them on Something About the Women. Something About the Women can be heard every Saturday from 11 to 1. And then it's this show. A crash course for the Ravers, where I play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, special guests, your requests, if we like them. I don't know, something was wrong with the phone, I know, still as of yesterday, and callers seemed to be getting a busy signal. I'm not sure if that's still happening. I haven't tested it today. But if you want to try, 855-915-9636. And hopefully we'll get to fixing that soon. Are they working? Charlie just told me they're working. Did you know about it going to the busy signal? Huh? No, it isn't. It's going. You press 1 and it goes to a busy signal. I tried it from home. User error. I've been doing it for 20 years. Okay, you know, I had notes, but I lost them somewhere. Had a lot of things to get to. I mean, hopefully those notes will show up. But I have Eddie Emerson as a guest today. He's going to be in here. I know he brought his acoustic guitar. He's going to sing us a couple songs. There's one of them I may even join in on. Phil Lesh just passed away. Phil Lesh, bassist, longtime bassist, founder of the Grateful Dead, and before that, the Warlocks. Here he is right here with his Box of Rain, originally from the American Beauty album, but this is actually from it's like Sounds for Siva concert, 1999. Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, Box of Rain, rest in peace, friend.
Look out of any window, any morning, any evening, any day. Maybe the sun is shining, birds are winging, or rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do? For you to see you through. For this is all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago. Walk out of any doorway, feel your way like the day before. Maybe you'll find direction around some corner where it's been waiting to meet you. What do you want me to do for you while you're sleeping? Well, please don't be surprised when you find me dreaming too. fine by you, you can see clear to another day. Maybe been seen before through other eyes on other days while going home. What do you want me to do for you to see you through? It's all a dream we dreamed one afternoon long ago. Walk into splintered sunlight, inch your way through dead dreams to another land. Maybe you're tired and broken of tongue, is twisted with words half spoken and thoughts unclear. What do you want me to do for you to see you through? A box of rain will ease the pain and love will see you through. Just a box of rain, wind and water. Don't just pass it on. Sun and shower, wind and rain, in and out the window like a moth before a flame. Just a box of rain. I don't know who put it there. Believe it if you need it, or leave it if you dare. Just a box of rain or a ribbon for your hair. Such a long, long time to be gone, and a short time to be.
Phil Lesh just passed away, I think, yesterday. What a fitting song for him to be singing, you know, Short Time to Be Here. I know he actually wrote that Box of Rain about his father when his father was dying in the hospital. Now it fits him. Ah, so sad. So sad. Goodbye, Phil Lesh. Seen him a few times. Saw the Grateful Dead all together at the Boston Garden. Early 90s. That was third row. The only real Grateful Dead show I saw, you know, featuring Jerry Garcia. But I've seen... My brother was a big Deadhead, so some of it rubbed off on me. You know, this show leans more towards the punk side, but I definitely know a lot of the songs, a lot of the material, and appreciate most of it. And, yeah, I don't think Phil was the best singer live, but that was great that we caught that. And, but if you don't know that song, check it out. It's off the album American Beauty, The Grateful Dead. And the studio track, written, sang, performed by Phil Lesh. It's beautiful. Just beautiful song. And his voice sounds really good in it. I thought it was Jerry Garcia for years. I think until I saw him do it. Yeah, I've seen him with Phil Lesh and friends and Dead and Company. I think one time the Grateful Dead was just going as The Dead. Saw one of those shows. Eddie Emerson coming up soon. Let's hear a little punk, huh?
But it is getting harder. I think there's a lot of bands now, and when we were first doing it, there weren't that many bands, and a lot of the new bands are just more cooperative as far as doing a sedate, safe stage show. There's no threat of an imminent riot.
Damn it, one of you give me a beer.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Raver Show. And we have Eddie Emerson, who you just heard right there from his album Swell, called Tunnel at the End of the Light. Hang on. What's up, Eddie? Charlie? Huh? Fix the phone? With him. I got a guest. He's going to play live.
Again?
He just got in here. That was a studio.
Oh, I thought that you guys
No. No, he's going
to
be here for a little while. Huh? Let me play something. Let's hear one more Eddie Emerson, because I need to speak with the ops team right here on 91.5 MFO. We'll be right back with more Eddie Emerson. Here's some more of his, actually. And this one's called... Oh, no, I don't want to play that one. We're doing that one live. Number three, good?
Yeah, what's that, Crime?
Yeah. Crime Against Humanity. Yeah, that's a great one. I like that. 91.5 WMFO.
Does a crime against humanity deserve a harsher penalty? Easy to see, easy to ignore. There's a crime against humanity going on next door. Let's pick up the telephone and have a discussion. Let's turn on the radio, catch up on the latest corruption. Let's pretend it's like the normal, fight against our brother, look up to the man and suck up to the mother. I can't stand the things that you do.
Against Humanity, Eddie Emerson from the album Swell. Put this out in 2021, it says.
Yeah. Today's actually the 3-year anniversary. When I put it out, I just realized. Okay. So what timing that is.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
It's the anniversary. You were in the studio today.
I was in my room doing it track by track with one mic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this album.
I'll never do it like that again, but I had to do it that way that time, yeah. One mic on the drum set doesn't really cut it, but
yeah,
it not bad for a little SM-48.
Did you do all the instruments?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Great job, Eddie.
Thank you, sir.
Love it. Love it. So, Eddie's from Worcester.
Well, no, I'm from Drake at Mass.
Oh, is that where you are now, Drake?
No, I'm down in Foxborough, living in my friend's backyard in my camper.
Nice.
Until I get the plates, and then I'm heading south.
Yeah, Eddie's like he's like a real free will, or what do you call it, free spirit.
Yeah, and only paying rent.
Who does? 91.5 WMFO. I'm hanging out with Eddie Emerson. So did you grow up in Dracut?
Dracut, yeah.
Dracut? Yeah. I always call it Dracut.
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 Yes. Right. The only town in the world named that. Well, it's right next to Lowell up there.
I grew
there.
Up in Scituate. People are like, Scituate? Wait, what?
It's a good town.
Scituate. All right.
I don't miss Lowell, though. Lowell's cool, though.
You lived in Lowell for a bit?
Yeah, yeah. It's nice being down in Southern Mass. There's a little more space.
Yeah, yeah. Lowell seems a bit busy. But I love there. Have you been up to the Word in the Attic yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I was just there about a month ago.
Have you played it?
No. I was trying to get a show there, but never came through. But I've been to some shows up there.
Yeah, my band played there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We've been there twice, actually.
Yeah, it's where Jack Kerouac hung out, and
yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah,
old house. They still have shows up there. Yeah, it's where I saw some of my first punk shows.
That's a
blew my mind.
It's a great spot. Yeah, for them to be doing these types of shows in that building is crazy. It's got a lot of history. It was actually part of the Underground Railroad, I heard.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's nice.
A lot of history there.
Yeah, check it out. The place is worth the trip, but there's a lot of great shows going there. I know my last week's guest, Stephen Fredette, has a show there. I believe with Crow Follow, who's a good band who's been on here as well.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them, yeah. I got their sticker.
They're playing at Worth an Attic tomorrow. And I think it's a matinee show in the afternoon. So
excellent.
Check it out. I think all the info should be on bostongroupienews.com, which I'll read from later. That's not what I wanted to do. Hey, you. Anyway, you basically, went through elementary school in Dracut?
Yeah. Dracut, but no, yeah.
Dracut. I like trying to remember how to say it. I sound like a vampire or something.
Yeah, I finished high school and then went to college for a couple semesters, but quit and decided to learn trades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of stayed.
Way to go, Bojack.
No, I just got jobs at garages and
learn from working.
Yeah. I was like, pay me low, and I'll just to learn, and it's done me good. Now I can farm. Now I can work on a farm, and have all these kind of general skills to be able to make it on a.
That's what you're doing these days, aren't you? You're farming.
I just finished.
Last time you came, you gave me a fistful of beets.
Turnips.
Turnips.
Purple top turnips. Yeah, did you end up cooking those?
I gave them to my good friend Elka.
There you go.
She loves them. And
yeah.
She said they were great. Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew what to do with them.
I thought it'd be funny to bring you some turnips. But yeah, we just finished our second.
I loved it. I was like, this is the best gift anyone's gave me.
Yeah.
Like, t-shirts are nice. But look at this. He grew it.
Yeah. What's better than that?
That's awesome.
But yeah, we just finished our second season at Tosi's Farm down in Rentham. It's a half Mustang junkyard, half vegetable farm.
Okay.
So I just did two seasons there, and yeah, it's a cool place. Yeah.
Do they have a lot of them?
Yeah. Yeah, people still come there to get parts.
Yeah, like old ones?
Yeah.
I had a 60, it was either a 65 or a 60, I think it was a 66.
Yeah, those are the ones I like. A lot of people like the 80s Fox Body ones now, but I had a 68. That's how I got down here. I came down to get a part.
This was like the 66 coupe, not fastback.
Yeah, I like the coupes.
But it was still beautiful, yeah.
That's what I had, a 68 coupe.
It was the baby blue.
Yeah.
You know, the classic one you see when you see them. And most of the time, they have that baby blue. And I was so rusted out underneath it. I think I paid like $3,000 for the thing with my first job.
Same thing happened to me.
I wasn't even able to get it fixed, but every now and then I'd throw my license plate on it and just drive around the neighborhood.
Oh, you could actually drive it. That's cool.
Yeah, it drove nice. The brakes were bad.
Yeah.
But
it's a light car, though. You don't need good brakes.
Yeah.
It's a unibody.
I can put my foot on the
Brown, like Fred Flintstone,
yeah,
do that thing.
Whoever gets the job done. Yeah,
But the outside wasn't rusted at all. It was just underneath, right. So it looked beautiful.
Yeah, I made the same mistake. I bought one, and all the engine walls were completely right. I had to replace the engine walls from the firewall up, so I never got to drive it. I sold it to a guy who fixed it up quick, though. I'm still waiting for him to bring it over so I can drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tough. I gave up restoring cars. It's a rich man's hobby. I couldn't do it. I just got into it. I was like, well, I can plant anything for no money. Okay. I can grow all this stuff with no money. So
that's even better, man.
Yeah.
Are you able to live off that?
Yeah, for a little while.
For now?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not behind. You're not behind on anything?
Yeah, I'll have to get another job or some work pretty soon.
Yeah.
But
you're keeping up.
I was able to get this old Toyota Dolphin camper, which I'm stoked about.
A Dolphin camper?
Yeah, 89 Toyota Dolphin.
What's that look like?
Well, it's like a van front camper. It drives nice, but then right when you start going up a hill, it slows down, and I got to drop it down to third gear, and it only goes 30 miles an hour. It just can't handle hills. But other than that, it's very nice.
Downhill, it's sweet.
Yeah. It's got a stove and a sink and a bathroom and everything, so it's all I need. Me and my dog, we're going to be traveling pretty soon.
Yeah, is that where you're sleeping right now?
Mm-hmm. Good, it's nice. You, it's, man, comfy.
Good for you. Do you have a girlfriend?
Not at the moment.
I'm just wondering, like, what does she think of this?
Yeah,
like,
it's going to take a unique kind of person to be able to. Yeah. A lot of people want to do that, though. They want to travel.
Yeah. You need a tough girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Marie might dig you.
Yeah. So give me a call.
I don't have my music bed going. Maybe I can get that. Drum that up while you're doing your first song. What are you going to play for us today, Eddie?
I'll play,
Before we go on, how about Himmelfarb? Is that still a thing?
Nope.
Last time you were on the show, you were with a band you called Himmelfarb.
Yeah, Himmelfarb. Yeah, no.
Which I found out it is. I think I asked you the first time I saw you, you were with Himmelfarb in Worcester.
Yes.
That's why I thought you were from Worcester.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah. Too bad no one was there when we played. We were one of the first bands.
Yeah, you can't depend on it.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Just do your thing.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
But I was glad because I met you and I really liked your show.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciate it, man. It's so good to be here for the second time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And since then, Eddie and my band has played together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We played at the Midway.
Yeah. Do you like the Scrapers?
I do.
Good, good.
Yes, I do, very much.
Hopefully we could do some more shows.
Yeah, what happened was Himmelfarb, Jeff had a baby, and they were in tribute bands, and so I'm solo again. I'm in a band called Typhoid Mary, though. I'm still playing drums for them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, and
we
then...
We have them in the system. We'll play some later.
Cool. Yeah, and then Shmageggy, which we just released. We just released two songs, Waking Up From a Bad Dream and Corkscrew of Termility.
I think I saw that on... Oh, yeah.
Those came out good.
I go, is this guy English? Did he see my message? Eddie, is this guy English or does he just sing like that?
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by that.
He sounds like he has a British accent to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess somebody tried to do that to cut through. I don't know. I wasn't trying it.
But he's... Oh, it's you singing.
I was singing backup and Lisa was singing...
Oh, I thought it was some guy... No, I'm thinking of a guy singing... So you were singing with an English accent.
I was singing backups, then Lisa Bassignani was doing her poetry. So it's like a poetry band. It's all based off her poetry. It's cool. We put rock and roll.
Perhaps I was
poetry.
Listening to something else, and I'm getting them all mixed up.
Maybe. Yeah, that was so. That's at shmageggy.bandcamp.com. We just released those two songs.
How do you spell shmageggy?
Shmegegge.
All right.
And we're out of Foxborough, Mass.
Everybody, check out Shmageggy. What's your first tune?
I'll do Pressure. Pressure? With a question mark?
David Bowie cover? David Bowie and Queen cover?
No.
That would be Under Pressure, actually.
Yes. This is a little song I wrote about a year ago.
Great.
I haven't recorded it yet.
All right. So this is like the first anyone else is hearing it, really, yeah?
First recorded version.
Eddie Emerson on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Before you go, Eddie, I just wanted to say the reason of me playing Neil Young and Nirvana right before him is because from the first I saw him, that's what came to mind. Like if Nirvana and Neil Young had a baby, it would be Eddie.
That's fine with me. I love both those guys. They're pure rock and rollers.
Yeah, well, when I said this to Eddie, he goes, they're my favorite. favorites. I'm like, oh my god, it shows. All right, man.
Know your shit.
Let's hear the first one.
All right.
Pressure, pressure. It's a nice gesture, but only hinders my expression. It's a question of sincerity. Pressure, pressure. Hire a psychiatrist. They build up and charge you for the very thing you must resist. Of our own devices, it only divides and provides a crutch to walk on, but not straight up. Pressure, pressure, pushing my generation. Rolling off my leather jacket, the earth absorbs it and grows it back. I roll it up and I smoke it down. Pressure, pressure. I feel it in my chest and my brain. I let it hit me like a freight train.
I fucked up at the end there, but
that's okay. Stop. No swearing, please.
Oh, sorry.
We got FM rules. But very nice. Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you, thank you.
Good job. Ba 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 ba.
There we go.
So, when did you learn the guitar, Eddie?
I learned when I was 16.
16 you started?
Yeah, I learned drums when I was 7. My dad taught me, so I just picked it right up. And then later, I had rhythm.
So your dad was a drummer?
A little bit, yeah. And then I learned guitar when I was 16, which is good, because then you already have rhythm. And then you learn guitar later, so, you know, I can keep a good rhythm going with the guitar.
Oh, yeah, I love the way you play.
Thanks.
When did you, like, first start writing?
First started writing around 2011, around then.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote a song.
How old were you at that point?
I was about 21.
Okay.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You did it, you were doing it right. I waited till I was, like, 40.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to this one guy. I was playing covers, and I was living in Lowell, and the guy right next to our apartment, he's like, "Hey, I hear you playing covers over there." I was like, "Yeah, I just play some covers." And he's like, "Yeah, that's all good. You can play covers, and you can smoke that thing like a blunt." But he encouraged me to start writing songs. He's like,
right.
"There's nothing like writing a song, because that's when you." And he just started talking to me about that, and then I like the next day I wrote come back around about my dad, because he was going through a tough time.
I wrote one about my dad, too.
Yeah.
My dad passed away a few years back. That's funny.
So this random guy totally encouraged me to start. Yeah.
Hold that thought, and we started the show with Phil Lesh singing Box of Rain, which was about his dad.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. There's a lot of synchronicity going on, I think.
Yeah.
You were talking about the next door neighbor.
Yeah, it was cool. He just heard me, and he just encouraged me to start writing songs, and without me asking, and it really helped me, because I don't know if I would have started or I would have waited.
Yeah.
And I just started writing really simple songs, and I eventually recorded my first album, Acoustic Mover, like 14 songs of just acoustic music.
Fantastic.
And then I went electric after.
It's funny. I always wanted to be a lead singer in a band. Always. And have been singing and writing my whole life. All the bars in Scituate will tell you I've been kicked out of many for singing too loud. And I'm not talking karaoke. It's for karaoke.
In the audience, you're singing.
No. Sitting at the bar singing my favorite songs.
Acapella.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, I don't know. I wish I had some footage of it.
Yeah.
But first song I wrote, I was four. Called Snakes in the Grass. I still remember.
Wow.
I still remember how it goes. I used to sing it for all the adults.
A complete song?
Yeah. Well, it's short. It's very short.
Oh, man. I got to hear that.
Snakes in the grass and the puckernut grass where the trees fall down and they never grow again and the houses fall down and the buildings fall down too. Oh, rock and roll, oh, baby.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to sing it right now.
That was it.
All right. Yeah, that was good. I like it.
I sang it really fast. Yeah, with a little kid talking about trees falling down and houses falling down that never grow again. And at the end, I go, oh, rock and roll, oh, baby. And my brother and sister used to go, yeah. I go, no, it doesn't do that. I'd start it all over again. I have to start it again.
No helping.
Yeah, I thought that was too corny, the yeah at the end of it.
That was the beginning.
I was four.
Wow. You should record that with a band.
Yeah, the band had said that.
Immortalize
it. They want to do it, yeah. Yeah, it's so short. Maybe we could throw it in between songs.
Yeah, a little micro song.
Yeah.
Add another verse.
No, you can't add to it. It's a 4-year-old's mind. It's great.
Yeah, just keep it pure.
Right. I wish I had myself singing it. No one could afford anything to record me back then, you know?
You got a band now.
Yeah.
I should learn it.
It's very easy to learn. Enough about me. You started writing around 21. Did you?
I try not to force it. I write when I'm inspired.
Right.
You know.
And you.
I'm not a prolific writer or anything like that.
And you just started singing your own songs. And when did you decide to go out and do this in public?
I'm not sure. Probably around 2014, 2015. I tried to start my own. First bands, yeah. I had a band called the Little Stabbers in Colorado, and I was in a band called Black Gusto, which was different person songs.
Uh-huh.
And then I was in a band called Thrusters in Gainesville. Those are my songs. And then Himmelfarb up here.
Yeah. How long did that last?
That was a year. We got four songs recorded and played a lot of shows. So
yeah.
That's all you can really ask.
I liked it. You guys were here, but
I know it's a shame. I liked us. It would have been cool to continue.
But you are obviously the star, Eddie.
Things come and go.
It's great that you just continue.
Yeah,
solo.
I don't mind playing solo acoustic.
Yeah, I love it. You want to do another one first?
Yeah.
How many you want to do today?
However many you want. I don't know, three or four.
Four at least.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good, man.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll play. I'll try to do this small talk. Song, which is on my first album.
Sounds great. Eddie Emerson on 91.5 MFO, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
When I talk true about life, the land or space, I get nothing back but a funny face. Respond with words like anyway, how are you doing and have a nice day. Ask about the baby just for a sound, giving them names and putting them down.
Think about the people, that poor little girl. Talk is getting small in this big world. Love for the weather. Don't like the weatherman. Always saying he shouldn't get. Job, renew your vows, trying to act as if it counts. Nothing ever gets done here. You're sitting on the fence between love and fear. Not over here, not over there. You're sitting on the fence between love and fear. Live for the comforts, protect them with care. Jump to one side.